For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The coal industry is cheering the Trump administration's EPA for the agency's move to repeal the Clean Power Plan. The Obama-era rule would have reduced greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. But Glynis Board reports most energy analysts don't think the plan's repeal will change trends in the electricity industry.
Everyone knows that the fight against the unlawful Clean Power Plan started in Charleston, West Virginia.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey, who is also running for U.S. Senate, spoke to about 120 coal miners and coal advocates in front of the state's capitol. Inside, the EPA was conducting its only scheduled public hearing on repealing the Clean Power Plan. The federal rule would have required states to find ways to ratchet down power plant emissions.
And we took action when no one thought little old West Virginia could lead and accomplish things.
Almost 300 signed up to talk at the EPA hearing, many from grassroots organizations like Danielle Walker of Morgantown, West Virginia, who represented Moms Clean Air Force.
As a mom, I must stand up in support of the Clean Power Plan. Climate change is real. It's happening right now. And we need to take action as a nation.
Several speakers also indicated that they believed the hearing was more about politics than policy. Many energy analysts and utility experts agree and say rapidly developing technology, market forces, and public pressure matter more in the shifting energy landscape than the fate of the Clean Power Plan. Gavin Bade reports for Utility Drive, which monitors the electricity sector. He authored a report this year, and based on a survey of utility leaders, he says companies are continuing to shift toward cleaner, more distributed energy, and they aren't likely to shift back.
It's a good political story for Scott Pruitt leading the EPA to go to Charleston, West Virginia, and to slap around the Clean Power Plan of the Obama administration. But the fact is very little, if not nothing, is changing in the power sector because of his repeal of the Clean Power Plan.
Bade's report predicts that due to competition from natural gas and other factors, coal will continue to lose in the electric generation markets, regardless of environmental regulation.
No one with a straight face who knows what they're talking about in the utility sector is going to tell you that a new coal plant is going to be built in this country. It's just not going to happen. And if it does, I will eat my keyboard.
The dominant trend has been a shift from coal to natural gas, something the Tennessee Valley Authority did this year at its iconic Paradise facility in Kentucky. On a tour of the new gas-fired facility earlier this year, TVA spokesperson Scott Brooks said those decisions have more to do with business factors than politics.
Most of the things that are in place right now in TVA service territory, the closing of some of our coal plants, the creation and bringing on gas plants, the nuclear plants, were all decisions that were made 2011 and before, so certainly prior to the current administration.
Several analysts say the policy is having an effect at the state level, if not the federal. Environmental law professor William Busby at Georgetown University Law Center explains that clean energy trends are accelerating because of state initiatives.
In the clean energy sphere, the reason there has been so much progress has been due to state leadership in much of the country. And that is likely to continue even if the federal government steps back from its personal leadership role.
In the Ohio Valley, only Ohio has binding goals for renewable or alternative energy. Kentucky and West Virginia considered such plans under Democratic governors but abandoned them under current Republican leadership. Lawmakers in West Virginia recently threw out the state's existing alternative energy plan. West Virginia native Walton Shepherd is an energy staff attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's been working with other states in the region, like Virginia, to adopt state versions of the Clean Power Plan.
Soon after Donald Trump was elected president and we knew that he was going to roll back federal action on climate change, the governor in Virginia, Governor Terry McAuliffe, decided, hey, you know, we're going to do something about climate change in Virginia if the federal government is going to stand on the sidelines and abdicate its international leadership as well. We'll do it here.
Virginia adopted regulations that limit emissions from the power sector and auctions off allowances. Proceeds get invested in energy efficiency, renewable energy, or other consumer benefit programs. James Van Nostrand directs the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at West Virginia University. He explains that investment in renewable energy not only improves the market for ratepayers, it also gives states an edge when it comes to attracting new industry.
A lot of these companies, Facebook, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they have goals of achieving a percentage of their electricity supply from renewable sources. And even some of the bricks and mortar companies, Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Toyota, they have renewable energy goals. And here in West Virginia, it's 95% coal-fired. And if we can't meet the demands of these large employers for a renewable energy supply, we're not going to attract those jobs.
Ben Nostrand is part of a collaboration working to re-envision the economic future of West Virginia. He hopes politics don't stand in the way of his group's research and business findings. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.